Welcome to the third episode of the After Hours podcast. I'm your host, Heiko. Making his first appearance with us today is Arian, our fifth official member.
Hey, how you doing?
We're also joined with the regular Anirudh.
What's up?
Damak.
Hello.
Unfortunately, Gabriel could not join us today, but we do have a featured guest today that's joining us for the first time on the podcast. That is Tanuj.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, how are we all today?
You know, I would be awesome, but, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, our fourth host, Gabriel, couldn't make it. It kind of bums me out.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
But, you know, at least he's doing something he loves, which is freeing his Venezuelan brother from prison. That's what he said.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
Fair enough. I mean, we all said that before he booked at some point.
That was the last thing he told us before he ran away.
Yeah. We all just free our
He wrote a note.
He wrote a note to us saying, if I don't come back, just continue.
I mean, I wrote a note that I'm $1 billion.
It brought tears to my eyes.
Worth $1 billion.
So, Tanuj, anything you want to talk to us about, like, on the podcast today?
How about you guys? What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's just talk about you and, like, what your deal is. What do you like to do?
Let's get into music, because you actually do like music.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what do you enjoy listening to? And then build off of it.
I listen to a lot of different stuff. Generally, it's things I hear off the radio, things I hear off, this is going to sound really cringy, but, like, Instagram edits and whatnot.
Oh God!
Hey, we don't discriminate. It's a discrimination-free zone.
Yeah.
Nowadays a lot of pop music, some slowed down stuff, lo-fi.
Pretty chill selection. So
that's pretty much the mood these days. Actually, I've been getting into quite a lot of lo-fi as well.
I mean, lo-fi is the pinnacle of chill, really. I mean,
depends on
like
what
we just
kind
need
of lo-fi.
Something that we can just vibe with.
Yeah, something to vibe to, just relax. Yeah. Especially during these
times. Yeah. Especially in quarantine.
Yeah, during the...
I've actually noticed that a lot of lo-fi is actually like 1950s or 60s music, which is like just remixed. And it works so perfectly, like modernized.
I think what makes it so good is that like a lot of lo-fi is sort of like a mix of different genres together, if you really think about it. So like...
Also like... really like mellow, low, chill, repetitive, something you can have in the background.
What was I saying? You know, you go for it. I think I forgot
what I was saying as well.
Very tragic.
Okay, there we go. A lot of the times they even like add in like recordings, I guess, of like people, maybe even from movies. They sort of quote it sometimes.
From like movies or anime or stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is quite nice. It's quite nice touch. What's your favorite lo-fi remix? If you can pick one.
There is one of the Kung Fu Panda instrumental that I've heard recently, which was really nice.
Kung Fu Panda? You gotta send me a link to that.
Yeah, send me a link.
Dude, I'll send you a link to my lo-fi playlist, because like I listen to this while I like I'm just vibing, because I'm like, nah, I don't want to listen to anything too upbeat. I want to maybe potentially sleep.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Great sleep music. I've definitely slept to lo-fi before.
Lo-fi actually kind of reminds me of a type of like genre of music.
It's because
lo-fi.
Different type. It reminds me of like this like 80s Japanese style music. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Sudo. I think I do remember like reading about somewhere. There's this guy, this DJ, this Japanese DJ. His name was Nuhabis. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but I think he sort of spawned this whole lo-fi craze. If you listen to some of his like songs, they kind of sound exactly like lo-fi and type of lo-fi and produced today, which is pretty sick. Not gonna lie.
That is cool.
It's like
a
reviving,
cool name as well.
It's like reviving old songs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they also remixed his songs into lo-fi remixes as well, which is pretty cool.
Remixes of remixes. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that Oreo with double cream.
Oh,
double
listen, there's this audio with Quadric and USA, bro. That they have a fun pack just for one.
Not the this USA, Oreo. But like they gotta like cut down the sugar, they're, man.
Like
the, everything.
That is my favorite brand of cereal, and you can only get in the US.
Not gonna lie, I don't really eat that much cereal, come to think of it.
Me neither.
Me neither.
I just do it alternating between milk, coffee, and tea.
I eat a lot of cereal, and since I live in India, there's not much, like, it's not as much variety of cereal compared to US or UK, which is kind of upsetting, but it's still fine. I can make do.
Like, I remember when I used to go back to family back in India, because we lived in the UK for a couple of years before we were in the Middle East, whenever we used to go back, my grandmother always used to love Weetabix. Because it's really difficult to find in India.
Oh, Weetabix.
Gross.
This match.
It's okay. Weetabix is okay.
I don't. I've never actually eaten Weetabix, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, to be fair, the favorite cereal that I was talking about earlier is kind of wheat. It's like you know those cubes, not cubes, the squares, the wheet squares.
What's the name of the cereal?
I forgot. It's like sugary blueberry or something. There's like powder on it. It tastes so good, dude. It's like all like wheat. No, it's not frosted flakes. It's like the wheat squares, but with like.
You know where I live? There's a spar. Okay. So they have this Haribo thing, and basically when we go there, I get a drink and I get like my chips and I get like whatever I want, and the list what my mom sends me when I go and get stuff, and then there's this just a like it's basically those circular Haribo jellies, and. They're like 10 pieces, and it's like 100 beza. And I kid you not, like, when I go to sleep, like, just before sleeping, I watch a show and I just eat those. And they are like, they're like in between comfort food and vibe. I don't know.
I don't know if it's just me with this, but like, for some like fast food advertisements that you see on like streets or highways for like things like KFC, is it just me or does that like look really good? Like craving good.
Yeah, it does. And then when you actually get it, it looks
KFC does justice. Like that Boxmaster is a solid staple. Like, for real. I am telling you, that thing is insane. It looks like it and it tastes just as good. Like McDonald's is a scam for me. But
okay, yeah, that's true for me as well.
Burger King are doing an Uber scam. A Whopper without the meat, like.
Whopper?
Like,
that's a plant-based Whopper. It's a plant-based Whopper. It just the whole basis of the Whopper is it being meat. Like call it something else. You don't need to make it called a Whopper without meat.
It's the Beyond Meat one. It's for vegetarians.
Yeah, and I think it's a good idea, especially somewhere like here because you don't see it as much. Like nowadays, you start to see it little by little, but like when I first came to the country. You would rarely ever find anything like that.
Yeah, but it's a different between, like it goes against their branding because like it's based on meat. Like so, if you're trying to get a vegan burger, you might it's not called a burger anymore. Like there's like fun fact, a burger is only when like there's beef in between two breads. Like
a
if you go
burger.
To no, there's no such thing as a beef burger. That's why
it has to be.
No. I searched this even in USA. If you go to McDonald's or any place, they don't call those burgers. They call them chicken sandwiches because they are sandwiches.
Unless they
call it burgers here because everyone just identifies the bun and the meat. But actually, it's only if there's beef in the middle that it's called a burger.
Yeah.
The definition of a burger is a flat round cake of minced beef that's fried or grilled, typically served in a bread roll.
I like meat cake.
Okay.
I don't know, man. The word cake and meat don't really sit with me well.
Kind of like lasagna. Listen. Me, Aryan, and Tanovic are sadly unable to taste this, you know?
Because you're Indian.
No, because I'm Hindu.
Sorry. Hindu. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to get canceled on Twitter.
Devak, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah,
I realized the error in my sentence. I would like to humbly apologize.
I mean, like, in my family, we're a little bit lax, so, like, if we go out of the country and, like, we're on vacation, then we might eat beef. But if we're in the country, and especially in the house, it's, like, a no-no.
Oof.
It's like you, Wait, what about you, Aryan? You do have those flexible moments.
Same with me. Actually, my parents are a bit strict on the beef, even though I have eaten quite a lot when I went to Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they didn't care at that point. They were like, screw it, we're in Italy. If we're getting beef, you might as well just try it out.
Yeah, like same in Japan for us. We were like, okay, we're in Japan. We are not skimping on the beef if it's there.
True. Japan has high quality beef.
That's the... We have like the complete opposite problem. Me and Demak, of course, because we're Muslims.
Yeah.
We can eat meat, but it has to be the specific halal type of meat.
But the thing is, I think my dad found a loophole or something, because every time we go to like the US, anywhere where the main religion is like Christianity or like Jewish or something, we'll just eat the meat anyways, because apparently their people is the book. So, I mean, my dad says we can eat it. I'm gonna eat it, you know? I'm not gonna waste my opportunity. I'm gonna eat the beef and the chicken, but no pork. Hold the pork.
There was a situation that like apparently happened here in Malaysia with like my family members. It was weird because like in Malaysia here they have to say if it's halal or not halal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, my sister and my brother went to this restaurant, right, thinking it was halal. They've had like I think two meals there.
Ooh. Ooh.
At like this restaurant, right? And then one time they came with their friend who wore a hijab, right?
Yeah.
And like instantly they like said, "Oh, it's not halal."
Bruh.
Oh,
which
no,
to me, I found very strange, because you should at least just say either way, right?
I guess so. I mean, my mom accidentally ate pork rinds once, like when she was in Mexico or something.
Oh no.
She did say it tasted good though, so podcast.
We went to China for that WSC thing, and anyone who went with me in that trip can vouch for me when I say that the Chinese people don't know what vegetarian means, okay? we went into a restaurant, fine. I can understand language barrier, and we got that Google Translate, and it's not their fault if they don't understand English, that's fine. But when they understood, like, not when we said we want vegetarian, because the group I was with were like predominantly Muslim, so that means they can't eat, like, because nowhere in China, like, except for like some odd minority, would you find halal food,
right? Yeah,
we asked vegetarian and they got fish and chicken out, and I was like, oh,
yeah, they have their priorities. Yeah. I might visit China.
I ate that because I could. But like,
fish,
but,
yeah.
But it's not vegetarian, is it? When I go ask vegetarian, they'll start serving fish.
No.
Like, they were like,
vegetarian,
yeah.
Beef platter.
Like, Heiko,
yeah,
the thing that happened with your family, something similar happened with my friend, not the last summer gone, the summer last year, because he had gone to Germany with his family, and he's also Muslim.
Yeah.
And they had gone to like this cheese fondue place. Ooh. And they were eating, and they were like, okay, this tastes a little bitter. So then they asked, hey, what's in this? And it turns out there was red wine.
Oh wow.
No, but most gourmet dishes tend to have
it's a very good phrase.
It's like, I mean, it gives consistency and like,
It's a very common thing in Europe, if I'm not wrong.
Is there any pork? Is there any alcohol? And they were like, nope.
I mean, I'm not the greatest Muslim ever, so I think I'd probably continue eating, to be honest.
You would use your father's loophole, huh?
Yes, that I would use my father's loophole.
Listen, because there's also another thing in like Indian culture that you should never waste food. So like, what extent?
Oh.
Like if I didn't know, like for example, you shouldn't go out of your way and go, yeah, I like to have a beef patty, beef burger, beef sandwich. You know what? I'll just order the whole thing. No, it's more like, if you've already ordered it and they didn't specify clearly and you're already halfway through your meal, is it fine to continue eating it because you're not supposed to waste food, or are you supposed to throw it because you're not allowed to eat it?
That's like a Hindu dilemma, I guess.
Yeah.
Hindu dilemma.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, if I was just hungry, I'd still eat it. That's not that.
Yeah, I don't know. If I was Hindu, I'd probably continue if we followed that policy.
I mean, I don't know. Anirudh and Aryan, I'll ask you this. How are you guys lax with, like, do you guys have, like, vegetarian days and non-veg days? Or is that just something in my family?
We do, but, like,
we do, yeah.
It doesn't really affect us much. Like, I don't really mind eating this veg one day. It doesn't affect me. And we don't have it on, we only have it on festival days, you know what I mean? It's not like every Tuesday or anything like that.
Oh, no, for us, it's every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is veg.
Oh, no, thank you. That would be, like, a Thursday without meat is, like, hell. Like, how can you do that?
So is it, like, there is, like, a strict rule in, like, Hinduism?
No, there isn't. It depends on your family.
It's kind of, like, loosely.
It's a subpar level of fasting.
Yeah, very loose, actually. I do it Tuesday.
It's not a force. They're, like, main force thing, like, for example, you have to pray every day, those kind of things. There are certain things that you have to do, and there are certain things where you can just go, it's fine. No need to do it today.
Okay.
I mean, what type of food do you guys sort of eat, like, usually in the household?
At least I eat grain-based liquid. Like, so it's not curry, but it's, like, grain, like, someone would be called dal. Right? So they don't count as curry. It's just liquid-based. It's like,
dal.
Like lentils, and stuff like
that. It's lentils, yeah. It's lentils. Lentils heated in water to create a gravy. And
yeah, we have stuff like that, like different pulses or like veg curries.
Yeah. We have spices with our vegetables to eat that. Like, usually Indian dish, like, I don't tend to enjoy Indian meat dishes, except for seafood, because they're better with their veg food.
What about butter chicken, dude?
I went to India and, like, usually I love butter chicken, right? But, like, one time I had this nasty butter chicken where, like, I had, like, and it tasted bad, but, like, you know, we have to finish it, so I finished it, and then my stomach took an out. And after that I stopped. Like, I haven't eaten, like, butter chicken properly for at least 2 years.
I don't really know what butter chicken tastes like. I've had so many. I know what butter chicken tastes like. Sometimes they're sweet. Yeah.
I'll recommend you a shop in Oman where it's
I'm probably not gonna go.
It's top notch though, for real.
Well, maybe. How top notch?
Lulu hypermarket. You know what maybe means.
It's like
Lulu hypermarket. Go there and make it yourself.
It's not Lulu. It's by.
I don't think anyone would go. Yeah. Do you know? Do you know what that is? It's just new market, bro. It's only like all over Oman. It's fine.
What? Yeah, Lulu hypermarket.
It's everywhere. Oh, everywhere in the middle.
Now the jingle
space.
From the radio stuck in my head.
Oh no.
Lulu, where the world comes to shop.
Oh, I remember that.
Malaysia, truly Asia.
And then there's
Wait, what's the phrase for like Indian Airlines or whatever?
I don't even know. I don't pay attention.
I've never gone in the Indian Airlines. My parents told me specifically, we're never traveling in an Indian airline.
I must say this.
Some of them aren't good.
What about Jet Airways though?
Jet Airways is like. I've gone there sometimes, but I don't ever, like, we don't go normal. We usually go to the Middle Eastern airlines, if anything. Like,
I mean,
like Emirates, Qatar Airways, Etihad.
Yeah, stuff like that.
There are some good Indian airlines.
You said all three airlines in the most, like, Middle Eastern way possible.
I said four, though. What do you mean, like? Yeah, I said Etihad.
I heard Etihad, Emirates.
Etihad.
Yeah, he said it in the most Arabic, like,
style. Hey, yeah.
I mean,
we've lived and then Oman Air. I said four, yeah. Well, most you see, like, it's this odd thing. It's like I have lived in the Middle East for a while, so maybe it's because of that.
Yeah. I was born in the Middle East. I was raised here, man. I can barely speak Malay. I can barely speak it, man.
Nah, but can you speak Arabic?
A little bit.
No.
Shwaya. I think that means slow, actually. Maybe I'm wrong.
Shwaya.
Shwaya means sub.
Doesn't shwaya mean like...
I was about to say something in French.
Yeah, that wouldn't help your case, Big Mom.
Yeah.
No. The one thing I learned in French, like fluently, was je ne sais pas. I don't know what you mean, but it ain't happening with me.
As someone who was with him for 2 years in French, I can vouch for this.
Yeah. I'm honest with you. Like, that was the one subject I was like probably not above average.
Like that subject was. Like, majority of the year, you sat next to me, and I could just see the struggle in your eyes. I was like, you good, my dude? And you were like, nah.
French is one of those languages which is, like, really hard to learn, in my opinion.
Yeah.
No, I should have gone for Spanish. I should have gone for Spanish. It was so easy. It was my
Spanish is a walk in the park, man.
But our French class was so much fun. Like, no joke. Like, except for the odd time I sat with two individuals that I do not want to name. Like, our group was solid. Like, Tanuj was on what? Like, I think right or left. We had this other guy. I think I won't name them, but the initials are S. S and then AJ. And.
What do you mean S and AJ?
No. S is SI. You know, the person
who. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I thought you were going to think the two. Yeah.
I SI cannot figure and then AJ. You know, AJ left in year 10. After the end of your 10.
Damak, it's someone I used to hang out a lot with.
I don't remember who this is.
It's the guy that looked like Mector.
I can't think of it, man.
The Indian guy that was in our science class as well.
Let me...
No! Oh, I forgot that he existed, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Damak is right. That's exactly
it. Was this for like a year?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, year 10.
Oh.
He came in year 10, he left in year 10, he was in my form, and I forgot he existed.
Nah, bro, that man used to get bullied by everyone. It was so tragic. Like, the man came for 1 year and left a changed man. He really took L's. Like, even SI, who's meant to be such a nice guy, used to take a piss out of this man. It was truly funny. Science, he got bullied. Math, he got bullied. I was told he got bullied in math. Business studies, he sat next to me and Rain, the guy. Okay, you know what? We'll call him RSA. Bulky RSA. Indonesian child. Okay? okay, so that man and me were sitting right next to this guy. This man got bullied. It was pain. I felt bad and I still continued, but that's not the point. The point was, I had him in all my selected subjects, science and language. I'm not, no joke, this man probably wanted to jump off a building.
Wait, who? AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
Wait, Tanish, when did you join?
I joined at the start of year 10.
Wow. It's been a while.
I'm very new.
It's been a while. Your 10 is like, how many years ago? It's like a year.
I mean, last year. Yeah. Wow, oh, dude.
I left the school 3 years ago?
Yeah, I did mine.
That's the same thing I'm asking about my old school. I was like, that was 3 years ago? Seriously?
Crazy.
Like, it doesn't sound like much, but then.
3 years? Oh my god.
Like, it doesn't sound like much, but if you then you think back, like, all the things that you've done since then, it's like so many things have happened, but it, like,
yeah,
just flash by.
I've been contemplating, like, this thing this whole time. Like, this has been very concerning for me. Like, I wanted to just chill in school and enjoy, and like, now you have to think, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, every single day, it's a bit painful, you know.
Yeah.
I hate thinking, man. It's ridiculous.
Honestly, yes. Like, if anybody told me even, like, a year ago, like, this would be what it's like in right now, I'd be like, yeah, you're joking.
Yeah, I believe it.
You're capping.
I mean, I remember, 100%. Like, I remember having sleepless nights, like, just before GCSEs and stuff, like, thinking, you know, what if just the test just got canceled? What if I just didn't have to do them? And I was happened. No. That would never happen.
Now you know.
No, it happened.
Our 2020, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I fell ill in our mocks, and I was like, oh no. And then when I found out that our mocks would be taken into account for our final results, I was like, oh no, I really screwed up some of my...
I didn't bother for the mocks. I was like, who cares about the mocks? They all say it's useless. Even the teachers were like, it's not that important. I literally skimmed through it. I didn't bother. Came out, got... I was like, man, I'll easily get above all these grades. And they were like, the main thing they're taking into consideration is your mocks. And I was like, oh no.
Pro gamer move right there.
I remember doing the mocks.
I was
horrible.
Literally, I was shit scared. I was like, oh no, this is a bit painful. And I'm not joking when I say when I got my report card, I was so happy to see. Like, because it was not like the mocks, so that was an instant dub, and I was fine to live with that.
I mean, the mocks were just a part of it, right? It wasn't the main picture of it.
If it was a main picture, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah, if it was, I wouldn't either.
The worst part for me about mocks is the fact that, like, I got a cold, and I was too, like, shy to, like, cough or, like, you know, just sniff or whatever.
You told me this story.
My last mock was drama. And there was like, it was five of us, so we were spread in like all four corners of the room, and I was sitting in the middle. And you just see me like with half an hour left just dying because I've got a fever. And I'm like, I don't want to say that I feel ill because then I won't finish the mock. And I was like,
for me, it was like, because there were so many people in one room and I was just there, like the phlegm that, because I didn't cough, right? The phlegm just built up in my lungs. And when I started breathing, you could hear my breathing. It was horrible. And then
that's
right
the
after...
most uncomfortable thing, though, right? Like, if you've got an end of year test or like a test where there's so many people in a room and you need to like use the bathroom or cough or something,
it's awkward.
I complain about all this, but our very own Italian boy decided not to even show up for the
test.
He didn't come. He came after a week. And this man walked to us and went, oh, you know, I have four mocks now. I started laughing. Man, I remember. To stay after school.
Wait,
for
OM
one
did this?
Yeah, OM.
Oh, yeah. That's brick brain logic from him.
Wait, which other Italian do you know?
I don't know, dude. I don't know many other people in our year.
Oh, God.
Well,
you sound like the Italian
people on our year server. But then the lack of people who aren't, I keep forgetting that they exist.
There's like a few people on the server who's not even in our year.
Yeah, there is.
There's some people who were never in BSM to begin with.
Yeah, remember Heiko?
Yeah, Heiko.
Why are you guys attacking me? I'm a BSM member, ex-BSM member.
We're talking about your guest.
Yeah, Heiko.
That person was a chill person, okay? Multiple guests, may I add?
We'll let it slide.
There was more. We'll let it slide.
Slide smooth coming up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's fine. We all make mistakes.
I mean, for one, my parents made a mistake, you know.
No, we're not going down the depression lane.
Yeah, that's it. Let's not change the topic from that.
Let's not go to depression lane.
Apologies. It's not that time of day yet.
We will have a special. We might have a special episode called just feels, and we'll just talk about feels.
All I feel is pain. And
pain. The speedy sads.
Pain.
Yeah, listen to lo-fi in the chat, you know?
Lo-fi.
It's just lo-fi music for straight 25 minutes.
Another like genre I've been like vibing to a lot is like electronic music, like but like sort of
EDM,
like vaporwave. Yeah. No, not EDM, like vaporwave.
Like
vaporwave.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah,
amazing. I made a playlist. It's called Electric Boogaloo, named after our second episode. So good.
Why you named it that? But you moved.
Because electric and then boogaloo, be just because.
It just do be like that sometimes, don't it?
Actually, there's a game I play recently called Brawlhalla. Probably heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, in the theme, it's actually a topic related to music. And basically, they had a vaporwave theme. And the theme song is actually so nice. I actually want to add it to my playlist.
So many game music, like game themes, are actually really, really nice.
Minecraft. Top of the line.
for me right now, like through quarantine, I have been going through, even though I haven't played the games, Five Nights at Freddy's and Cuphead.
Oh, you play Cuphead?
I literally just said I don't play them.
Oh, you don't play them.
I'm waiting to get Cuphead on the Switch, but I am too scared to play
Cuphead. There's only one game on the Switch that I want, and it's coming in November. And it is called Warriors of Hyrule. It's the sequel of Zelda Breath of the Wild, and that was probably the best game that I played on the Nintendo ever.
I had my Nintendo DS, and then like during the summer it died on me, and I had just started Animal Crossing, so I was like, no, what's gonna happen to my villagers? I've already been told off by some like random gopher that tells me off when like it doesn't save because my Nintendo decides to glitch out.
I remember that. Because your Nintendo goes into that home screen and then it goes, you need to restart, right? Pain. Just felt pain.
No, it just freezes.
Just freezes? That doesn't sound healthy.
That's a 3DS.
That doesn't sound healthy.
Nah, dude, it's a DS.
My thing acted up. Like, it just, like, because I got the DS, I ended up getting somehow into a fountain, don't question it. The 3DS I got, it got sand in it, but like before the sand went in, it used to do this glitchy thing, like when I was getting older, that it basically, instead of freezing, the thing sends me to a home screen and goes, restart the thing.
Oh no, the most annoying thing is when it freezes when you're playing something like Mario and you're like mid-jump or like at the final level before a save.
Mine is Pokemon. I had a gym battle and it kind of cut off.
And I saved after
the battle and before entering the gym, and I started before entering the gym.
Oh, that is pain. Oh no.
Kind of got salty.
Well, on that note, I think it's good to wrap it up now. Thank you all for listening to our terrible podcast, and thank you to Nuge for agreeing to appear on our terrible podcast. If you want to see more of Tanuj, check her out at Tanuj.
Tanuj, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube. My YouTube account is just Tanuj. I post very infrequently. It's a lot of music stuff. And then you can also find my little business on Instagram called Cottage and the Moon. There's nothing on it yet, but it's going to be custom handmade jewelry. So anybody in BSM can DM me on there, and you can talk to me. I can show you some designs, and hopefully I can start showing some stuff when we finally get back to school.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right.
Your creativity.
Yeah, very creative.
We'll also put it in the description of the podcast if you want to find her.
Also, link in the description.
Link in the description.
Description below.
Link in bio. Right.
So, sorry for wasting your time, and goodbye.